Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. My special guest today is Katie Kiefer. She's a columnist and political commentator whose latest book, Let Me Be Clear, is a scathing indictment of the Obama administration's mishandling of the American taxpayers' pocketbook. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Austin, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you back. Katie, I just want to begin by saying that I am mad. I am very, very angry at this president. And unlike some conservatives and libertarians, maybe they've got an ideological reason to be angry at him, I have a direct, personal vendetta against this man. And I'll tell you why. My health insurance plan was canceled this year.
And really?
Yes. And not only was my health insurance plan canceled, but I was told that if I wanted a similar plan, that I would have to pay almost triple, that my benefits would be reduced, and that my deductible would increase.
So oh my God.
What I would like to know from you, are you as angry as I am that this man would be so arrogant as to do this kind of damage to people such as myself?
Yes, I mean, he has sold us so many lies. It's just unbelievable. And the fact that people are still right now in New York falling down on his words that he's uttering about climate change, which are just complete lies as well. And we could be so wealthy in this country, and the poor and the middle class could be rising up. Entrepreneurs like yourself could be just rocking and rolling even more than you already are if, in fact, he would just cut these regulations down and stop lying to us, really, because young people would never have bought that healthcare information and bought or voted for him the second time had he not lied to us and said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. My plan went up as well. And so I know I can empathize with what you're saying there.
Do you think that the fight for Obamacare is over, or is the damage pretty much already done?
Oh, I think the fight continues. That's why it's so important for us to keep speaking out. I'm inspired by Ayn Rand's interview that she gave to Playboy magazine many years ago, where she said, as long as you have the right to free speech, it's not over. So keep using that right to free speech.
Okay, now I want to move on to a little bit about your book. Now, you talk in your book, this is kind of saucy, but you said, you know, you talk in your book about shacking up, quote unquote, and what it entails for society today. Now, I've heard you call yourself a libertarian before, so why are you so interested in what young people are doing in the dead of the night in their dorm rooms with a flashlight and a magnifying glass?
Right. So I definitely think the federal government should get out of our bedrooms. Uh-huh. I use that term, the new shacking up, to refer to this phenomenon that we haven't seen in the past 40 years in our country, uh-huh. where over a third of millennials are living at home with their parents. Uh-huh. So usually each generation does better than the previous generation, and we're the first generation that is actually doing worse. And uh-huh. we have 2.3 million missing households in our country right now, Austin. Uh-huh. And so what I did in that chapter is I laid out the financial crisis uh-huh. and tied it into the real estate crisis and showed how this all happened and tied it in particular to Carter, Bill Clinton, and also Barack Obama's policies, uh-huh. so that young people can see that we have to vote for a new set of policies and hopefully some more libertarian-minded candidates in the future.
Fantastic. All right. So here's a current issue that's getting a lot of attention. So a lot of people say that there's a Republican war on women, for example. And one of the things that Republicans are doing to try and counteract this in some of the more heated Senate races across the country is that the Republicans are pushing to expand access to birth control by offering it over the counter. What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely think that the federal government should always stay out of those sorts of personal issues. Now, if a particular state legislature decides to do something like that and the people vote for it, then I would be okay with it. But I always go back to the Constitution, which is silent on marriage and silent on family law and silent on sex. And we should just keep the federal government out of that entirely. Mm-hmm. So whether you're for birth control or against it, you never want the federal government getting involved in your personal life.
Okay, but I want to push you on this because, you know, some libertarians who argue directly for the concept of individual rights, you know, if you're a federalist, maybe you'll say, oh, well, the federal government should stay out of it, but that doesn't stop the states from stepping in and regulating birth control. So I guess, you know, as a pure libertarian myself, I have to ask you, I mean, do you think that the states should have any right to regulate that? Which, you know, as a libertarian, I say, no government, whether it be a state government or the federal government, has the right to tell me what to do with my body. Where do you stand on that?
Well, the 10th Amendment does say that states or individuals have that right. Mm-hmm. I think it's an added level of bureaucracy mm-hmm. to get the state governments involved. Mm-hmm. I think I would personally say get them out. But looking at the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, you could make an argument that it allows state governments to get involved on that level, mm-hmm. that perhaps that's something that we could refine. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a state that's going for that much bureaucracy, you should definitely speak up against it. But I see that you could make a constitutional argument for it at the state level, though, as I say, it's an unneeded level of bureaucracy.
Gotcha. Okay. Why do you think President Obama didn't come out and say, if I had a son, he'd look like Michael Brown of Ferguson, Missouri?
Right, or Rice, mm-hmm. or...
Ray Rice.
Peterson with the Vikings. Right. I mean, you notice he's not saying that I could have been Peterson. Peterson could have been my brother.
Right. It's like he doesn't want to address the problems of the black community, because God knows that white people are not allowed to criticize the black community. But how come the president doesn't address the real problems of the fact that there are, you know, the black fathers aren't stepping up because the government's taking their place, and we have real problems with black culture, and he never chooses to address those?
Mm-hmm. I take him to task in my book pretty hard for that, because he was the first president in the history of our country who had an unprecedented ability to go into the black community and say, if you're going to father all these children, you need to step up to the plate and be a father. Mm-hmm. And he didn't, and instead he actually encourages young people to look up to black role models who live unhealthy lifestyles, people that they should not be admiring.
People like Trayvon Martin.
Sorry, what?
People like Trayvon Martin is what you're saying.
Right, or Beyonce. There are so many black people that are leaders and entrepreneurs that you could encourage young people to look up to. Mm-hmm. And instead, he says, be like Snoop Dogg,
become
a rapper.
Right.
Wear a bulletproof vest for your, you know, day-to-day lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I don't see him as a leader, and it's just because he lacks courage. Mm-hmm. Primarily.
No, I like to take up with my black brothers and sisters on the issue of the militarization of police, because I do see that there is some disparity in how the the war on drugs disproportionately harms minority communities. And what I'd like to know, Katie, do you think that the militarization of our domestic police has gone too far?
Right. Well, you see right now that local police departments are getting tanks mm-hmm. and armored vehicles, mm-hmm. and that's going too far. Mm-hmm. They tear up the roads. There's no reason why a local police department needs a tank, mm-hmm. and it's just ridiculous. And whether they say that they're taking these vehicles off the hands of the National Guard, who has no use for them, or not, I don't care. You should not be going through the town with a tank, because that sends the wrong message to the local community. That
not just that, but it also it's destructive of property, because when they're driving these heavy MRAP vehicles down the street, it actually creates potholes, and it does damage to that public good, the streets that we all pay for, and that the government says, oh, well, without us, who would build the roads? Well, without you, who would destroy the roads with your MRAPs?
But that's a really great point.
Yeah, all right. So I want to move on to what's happening right now in New York City. President Obama saying that climate change is a growing and urgent threat, despite there having been no recorded warming in the last 16 years. What's he talking about, Katie?
He's off his rocker, Austin. Definitely. I have been talking so much about Keystone XL mm-hmm. because we need to build that pipeline as well as other pipelines. Mm-hmm. And when they talk about man-made emissions, I would like to point out that by not building these pipelines, we are actually putting more unnecessary emissions into the air. Mm-hmm. For example, it has been proven by Time Magazine, not exactly a conservative or libertarian, you know, organization or whatnot, but they say that when you transport crude oil through rail, you emit more emissions than via pipeline. It's also very dangerous for humans to transport so much crude via rail, because not only are farmers, right now our farmers have nowhere to put their grain, so the grain is rotting and then food prices are going up, but also there's all these rail spills. We had one in Canada recently where I believe 47 people died, and then the latest spill caused by a derailment that occurred in the United States was in Lynchburg, Virginia, right outside of a children's museum, and there were dozens of children in there that almost lost their lives because we are pushing so much crude via rail. We should not be transporting this crude that way. We should transport it via pipeline. And that's one issue that is so related to this climate change issue that our president is pushing.
Yeah, but you know what I see when I look at those climate change protests? You know, people are kind of angry because I was like, climate change protests, same old commie BS. And the reason I said that, and they're like, well, why don't you talk about the real issues of pollution and stuff? Well, I'm like, if you want to talk about the issues of pollution, look at all the destruction that these climate change protesters brought to New York City when they were trashing the streets, leaving crap everywhere. So they don't practice what they preach. The celebrities who were flying in, like Leonardo DiCaprio and all, you know, Al Gore and all these guys, they're all flying in on their private jets, creating tons of carbon emissions. So it's kind of like this elitist, like, do as we say, not as we do, you know, like, oh, it's the poor people that always have to suffer, pay the costs of the grand schemes of the elite. So, you know, do you think that climate change is really just an excuse to centralize economic power into the hands of the government and the elite?
Mm-hmm. It's an excuse for celebrities to feel good about themselves because they are uninformed. Mm-hmm. But with regard to politicians, it is definitely, they are driven for power. They're not just looking to feel good about themselves. They're also driven for power, to take control over ourselves and to partner with crony capitalists like Warren Buffett, who also want to make
a lot. Warren Buffett. Boo on that guy. Yeah. You know what's killing me is that, you know, we're seeing today that the president is working with Treasury Secretary Jack Lew to punish businesses who do this thing called inversion, basically, where they take their business overseas or they go to Canada or Mexico, for example, so they don't have to pay taxes in the United States. I mean, we have the highest corporate tax rate in the freaking world, it seems. A 30% corporate income tax rate. It's absolutely insane. And we're the only industrialized nation in the world that taxes profits that people make overseas. And now the president and the Treasury Secretary are talking about making it worse so that you have to pay more if you take your company overseas. They're trying to charge us as being, you know, as people who are trying to make a living and create jobs, as unpatriotic. What do you think about that, Katie?
Right. They always call it a loophole. So they call it the inversion loophole, when in fact it is a completely 100% legal part of the law. Yeah. Now, what we should do, rather than having what they call these loopholes that actually make it possible for companies to survive, is to just completely reform the tax code, make it much more simpler. We should have the lowest corporate income tax rate in the world instead of the highest. And I wonder how these politicians, like Mark Dayton, governor of Minnesota, he likes to say, no matter what we do, the rich people are never going to leave Minnesota. No matter, that's their mentality.
Yeah, right.
And they are leaving the state of Minnesota. So that's just a small example of what is happening across the country. These big companies, if they can't get inversions or if they can't stay in business here in the United States, they are going to leave. Yep. They're going to become European companies, Asian companies, or whatnot. So that's something important to keep in mind. Uh-huh. And there's a record high number of Americans giving up their American citizenship right now, too, under Barack Obama.
So one last question for you, Katie, before we head on off of the off of this and continue our activism. But I want to ask, do you agree with Michael Moore that it's possible that the only accomplishment that people will remember about Obama was that he was a black president?
Well, first of all, he's half white and half black, so.
No. He's black when we say he's black, right? He's white when we say
he's
black.
But he does identify as black.
Yeah, but Michael, yeah. That's true, yes. But Michael Moore has said that it's likely that the only thing that they'll remember about him was that he was black. The only accomplishments that he had was that he was a black president, which is great. But other than perhaps Obamacare, what really has he done?
He's destroyed this country. I mean, in comparison to previous charismatic Democratic presidents, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton and JFK, mm-hmm. He has just completely gone off the, you know, he is very extreme. Mm-hmm. He is not like former Democratic presidents. And in each chapter, I compare mm-hmm. Barack Obama's policies to those of Clinton's and JFK's, just so you can see how extreme he is. So mm-hmm.
Clinton cut the welfare state, JFK cut taxes.
Right. So I hope that young people will remember this president as the man who basically destroyed every opportunity in a very quick amount of time that we had. But it's not too late. We can get involved and we can take this country back. But if we vote, if our generation votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016,
no. It's
going to be very difficult. So that's why you and I have to get this message out, so that they know the truth about this president.
Well, if everybody was like you, Katie Kiefer, we'd be living in a much better world. Katie Kiefer, where can people go to find out more information about what you do?
They can find me on katiekiefer.com, and they can also check out my book if they'd like, which is titled Let Me Be Clear. It's available in bookstores everywhere and on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Check it out. That's Katie Kiefer. Katie, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Aspen.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.